Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the Movies, and I'm here each Friday morning for CulturalMining.com and Take 5, CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm talking about four very different movies, two dramas, a comedy drama, and a comic musical that all deal with family members and family ties, mother-daughter, father-son, brother-sister, and grandparent-grandkids. But first, let me tell you a bit about the 11th annual Imagine Native Film and Media Arts Festival that's on right now in downtown Toronto. It's a cultural celebration of First Nations, Inuit, and international Aboriginal and Indigenous artists and filmmakers from Canada, urban, rural, and northern, Latin America, as well as Asia, Pacific, and Europe. There are movies, short films, and features mainstream experimental, lectures, art exhibits, workshops, installations, and multimedia events, including radio podcasts and online new media sites. So tons of contemporary media and current issues and art forms. Lots of free exhibits going on and films every night, the Spadina and Bloor area. You should definitely check this out. Look online at imaginenative.org. Imagine Native started off with a screening of Boy, directed by and written by Taika Waititi. It's the Canadian premiere of a popular New Zealand movie. It's the early 1980s in a small town in New Zealand. Boy, that's his name, lives there with his Nana and his little brother Rocky and a bunch of cousins. His mother died when he was young and he can barely remember his dad, who took off years ago with some petty hoods in a sort of a biker gang called the Crazy Horses. Boy's waiting for his promised return to take him away from all this and to see a Michael Jackson concert in the big city. But when his grandmother leaves town for a few days to go to a funeral, who shows up but his dad, for real, played by the director, Waititi. He's up to no good, though, and Boy has to reconcile his hoodie pothead of a dad with the hero he's been expecting. Whenever reality gets too hard to handle, Boy retreats into his fantasies and recasts things in his mind, like visualizing a bar brawl as a Michael Jackson Beat It video. His little brother Rocky, on the other hand, imagines he has superpowers and is laden with guilt, thinking he's the one who caused all the bad events in his life. This is a sort of a sad story, but the tone is light enough and there are enough very funny scenes that it's not a downer of a movie at all. It reminded me a lot of a movie from a couple years ago called Son of Rambo. But Boy's a little bit more serious, less comical. It also gives a realistic glimpse at Maori life in the 80s. Something I've never seen before. The actors, especially the two kids, Te Aho Aho Eketone Witu and James Rolston, and their dad, were great. And as a special bonus, there's even a dance scene in the final credits as a mashup of a Michael Jackson video mixed with a Maori haka war dance. It looked like the Kamate haka, usually performed by the All Blacks rugby team, but this one in full 80s video regalia. The closing night movie at Imagine Native is a Toronto premiere called A Wendigo Tale, directed by Armand Garnet Ruffo. The Wendigo is a legendary being. It's a starving, cannibalistic creature that you can turn into either while you're alive or after you die. It comes to eat you up and carries the spirits of the people it eats in its belly. Taking off his clothes will take it out of the body, and burning the bones will get rid of it permanently. In this movie, Joey's a high school dropout who wears his hip-hop gang colors. He's communing with his grandfather, played by Gary Farmer, who tells him their family history and secrets in the form of a folk tale, a Wendigo tale. Lily and her white boyfriend, David, have driven up so she can talk to her mom, Doris. Lily was sent away from there 15 years before and blames her mother for abandoning her. And at the same time, there's a reunion going on of sorts, of Six Nations people who had been sent to the residential schools, the notorious Canadian religious and educational system that isolated, abused, and even killed natives for generations. All these storylines are going on at the same time. Doris is sure the Wendigo is in the air. Strange things start to happen. Can she fight the Wendigo and the demons of her history she carries with her? The story goes back and forth between this serious, realistic family drama and Doris and Lily's violently spiritual encounter with a Wendigo. Interesting movie. It packs in a lot of stories and plot lines for a 90-minute picture, so I found it a little bit confusing over what was the story and what was the story in the story and the folktale within the story within the story. But it's a totally watchable movie with interesting characters, good acting, especially Janie Lauzon as Doris, and deals with an important dark part of Canadian and Native history that's only coming to light and being dealt with very recently. Next, a much lighter Canadian story, Score, a hockey musical written and directed by Michael McGowan. A hockey musical? Yep, that's what it is. No more, no less. Farley, played by Noah Reed, and Eve are next-door neighbors in Toronto who communicate late at night using a clothesline running between their two houses. She has a crush on him, but he's more interested in playing a game of shinny with his hockey buds. He gets discovered one day by an agent who books him as the next hockey star, but raised by hippie parents who frown upon competition and deplore hockey violence, he's caught between two worlds. He's a lover, not a fighter. Will he be the next Sidney Crosby? Will he learn how to fight in the rink? Will he be accepted by the hard-ass team coach? And will he ever get together with his starry-eyed neighbor, Eve? It's a cute movie, very Canadian, both in the good sense and the bad, if you know what I mean. Good in that it shows real Canadian topics, national in-jokes, tons of CanCon straight out of an old I Am Canadian beer ad. But bad in that it's super corny and cheesy and bad in a lot of places. And some real groaner punchlines and some truly lame lyrics. There's some great ones, too. The singing's uneven, ranging from the clear tones of Olivia Newton-John to the sort of voices that should never leave the shower. And one of the dance scenes looks artificially sped up, but it doesn't matter. I laughed out loud a lot, and I just took it for what it was, a 90-minute Canadian piss in the snow. Score is not a hockey musical, it's the hockey musical, and one's enough. And finally, another family drama, Conviction, directed by Tony Goldwyn. Betty Ann and Kevin are a brother and sister who grew up together in very hard circumstances with neglectful parents in a series of foster homes. But at least they had each other. Kevin, played by Sam Rockwell, is a high-spirited class clown type guy, but he also is in and out of trouble with the cops, usually just for mischief. But he gets charged and later convicted of a heinous, vile rape and murder and is sent off to prison for life. His wife testifies against him, and she takes their little daughter away. Betty Ann, played by Hilary Swank, is sure he didn't do it, so she makes it her life goal to set him free. She goes to law school, and 20 years later, with the help of a friend, Abra, played by Minnie Driver, she tries to bring his case back to court. Will she succeed and save her brother? And was he innocent or guilty? Based on true story, this has a movie of the week feel to it. It's a tearjerker. I got a couple of cheers myself, and it's an uplifting story, but it's not the kind of movie I normally go to see. I should also say the acting is all great, including an almost unrecognizable Juliette Lewis as a shady trial witness. She's fantastic. Just to review, today I talked about Boy and A Wendigo Tale, two of the many cool movies playing at Imagine Native, which is happening now through Sunday. Look online at www.imaginenative.org. And Conviction, now playing, and Score, the hockey musical, which opens today. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies each Friday morning on Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.